Good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoyed that last song. It was Goodbye to Love by Phoebe Bridgers, and I had never heard it, but I heard it when I was walking in. I was like, you know what? This is pretty good. So I let it play. Anyways, today I'm just getting set up here. I hope everyone's had a good Juneteenth. That was nice and reflective. It's always a heavy day. I was kind of like at work and I was like, why am I working right now? But anyways, there's a lot to sit with all the time. And I think I've been sitting with so much all at once, or I just can't help but doing that. Anyways, I guess summer update maybe. It's been busy working so much. I think, it's really proving to be a challenge to, assert that this time period before a big gigantic year, my last one at this school, I need a lot of rest and I need a lot of time to think. And it's cool to understand and know that. And then it's another thing, another lesson of like boundaries and asserting the self, to create the space for that. And I think something that's a bit overwhelming in, I don't know, I've felt it since being in Boston or something. There's just a need to always be doing something, maybe. Or I feel that a lot, that just follows me, because I don't think I'd be where I am if I didn't have this need to always be doing something. But spending time alone and being reflective is also doing something. And it's very important, because sometimes you're all you have. Not in any dark sense, in a sense that is really cool and impactful, in that you've just have this whole internal world to explore, and it's kind of unending. And it's, I think I was maybe talking about on the last show, or I'll bring it up again, but like, maybe if you think of yourself as like the earth, you have like 30% of you, maybe 100, let's just say, like, I don't know, 30% of you and like your thoughts and your being and your physical presence, like that's on the surface. But then you have this 70% of like all these complex mechanisms that form your internal world and like your emotional depths. And that's like 70% of you, but, you know, kind of only knowable to you. And what a special, you know, thing it is to have this whole, I don't know, place to navigate so that you can really be yourself. Been trying to adopt the mindset that, you know, the main responsibility in life is to be yourself. And it's a really brave act in this world. And I think, yeah. Have I been listening to a lot of new music? Yes and no, but today I was kind of struggling to think of a theme or what I wanted to say, what I wanted the words to sing, but I was collaging with my friend the other day, and it reminds me of, like, I don't know, bringing a bunch of things together that have different textures, or like coming from completely different contexts, and it's like they sound completely different on their own, but when you bring them together, it like conveys a message. So anyways, what I've curated for today is the kind of like a collage, trying to form an internal monologue, if you will. Internal monologue. Playlist name. Yeah. And, you know, when you go to different corners of your mind, and some of them are yelling and others are crying and others are, watching a TV show, kind of trying to portray some of that scatterbrained lore, mindset, space. So, yeah, I guess we are ready to go here. And the first song I have, also, I guess I just invite you to, if you're in your own head a lot at this time, maybe welcome to step into mine for a moment, you know, and listen to some songs that live rent-free in my mind, and consequently, you know, shape a lot of my perception of reality, and some songs that aren't necessarily always in my mind, but do encapsulate, you know, a lot of the space I feel like I'm in or something. Anyways, more to discuss after I play this epic song called Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson. Brace yourselves.
Oh, Superman.
Smoking or not? smoking. And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue night shall stay these glorious from the swift completion of their appointed round.
That was Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson. Wow, right? I love that song. Do I listen to it like every day all the time? No. But I think it's full of elements that are so depictive of, I don't know, my mind, or like, you know, processing of the earth and the world around us. I think of people as we're all so different, and our behavior is so different and sometimes unpredictable. And I think the way you can move about understanding it is like, some canvases are more blank than others starting off, but then, you know, throughout childhood and life experiences, you poke different holes into this canvas, and then, you know, behavior is like water flowing through, and, you know, everyone has their unique pattern of holes to reveal whatever image on the other side. It's generalizable, but the pathway to the creation of that whole pattern is different for every person and something to investigate. But anyways, if that made any sense. So I think Laurie Anderson like was classically trained as a composer, and then she started making like her own alternative soundscapes with a lot of classical influence. So the metronome is going constantly in the background at the same pace, I believe. And yeah, sometimes our breathing changes and stuff, you know, when we're nervous and we're breathing more rapidly, but I think that's a lot like a life force, you know, it's there. In perpetuity or whatever. And what else did I want to say about that song? I love the part where it's kind of like the organs descending, and it says, and when justice is gone, there's always force, and when force is gone, there's always mom. And yeah, it reminds me a lot of like, you know, there's a lot in the world that can make, does, has, continues to make me upset and feel a little bit hopeless, in terms of like lacking justice here and there, everywhere. And then, you know, a lot of the solution I've been telling myself for the past couple years of, or like in the wake of things just that are not fair and don't make sense, there's always like, you know, everything eventually surrenders to, you know, entropy and like the laws of physics, and everything's just gravitating towards the lowest energy, lowest conformation energy state. You know what I'm saying? Kind of. But everything's gravitating towards being as simple and forceless as possible, I think. That's my interpretation. So when there's no justice, there's still force. And I think it is my belief that it takes way more energy to be a very angry and, you know, charged person that perpetuates angry and charged behaviors. I think the lowest conformation state of humanity is just, you know, kindness and awareness that our positionality in space and time is so special, and we need to give everyone space for it to be special and held as delicate and precious. That's the force in my life, at least, that kind of drives a lot of change and what have you. It's funny, it's 7:20, I've played one song, but I'm, you know, anything can change all the time. So, but yeah, anyways, and when force is gone, there's always mom. Or whatever figure, matronly or otherwise, that, you know, you just go to when nothing makes sense. Or everything makes sense and it's too much and you just gotta surrender to your humanity. So I just thought it's a really cool, like, descending progression of, like, you know, you're literally, justice is like what is most comfortable for all of humanity, and then force is what we all must like communally surrender to, and then mom is like you go all the way back to your internal world. So it's just a really cool like parallel of like you're out in the realm of justice, and then you come back into yourself sort of thing. And that coincides with the descending of the chords or whatever, or the organ. And yeah, cool stuff. Cool stuff. So anyways, I guess, also just last thing, it's kind of robotic in some ways, or it's like cyborg core. And I think humans are, we're computers in some senses, but, you know, biological ones. And I think, like, all of our behavior and actions, and a lot of it is rooted in, like, how we learn to survive and what is survival. And a lot of that decisions to be made, it feels kind of like computations. And I think that song mirrors that as well. Just kind of calculating everything, everything that's ahead, and also in front of you, behind you. It's all being tabulated and integrated all at once. But before I get too far into that, I have a song about arithmetic up next. It is 2 + 2 = 5 by Radiohead. Again, I need to play so much Radiohead on all of my shows, because it is my internal monologue a bit, and that's kind of embarrassing. It's not, but I'm trying to digest it. Like, what does it mean? And it doesn't have to mean anything, but, yeah, I'll just play this song, maybe think about it a little bit, or maybe I'll just go straight to the next one as well. But anyways, to continue the internal monologue, here is 2 + 2 = 5.
I'll lay down the tracks
Sorry, that song wasn't supposed to play yet, and I needed to let the one before it cool off a little bit. But anyways, that was Bored by Deftones and 2 plus 2 equals 5 by Radiohead. So, like I said, there are corners of my mind doing all kinds of things. You know, again, in doing all of this, you know, self-reflection, looking through all of the music I've liked and accumulated through the past couple of years of having Spotify, if you will, I feel like a lot of the sounds and songs I have listened to, or like with the Deftones song that just played, there's like, I don't know, like the guitar, the semi-heavy metal influence, or there's just like a twist that, it's like kind of a, I don't know if it's a knot in my heart or in my stomach or something, but there's like, you know, an anger about, you know, lacks of justice, or, you know, why didn't this one thing go a little differently in my childhood? Anyways, like, I just feel like nothing gets it out like a little guitar riff, and a little yelling, and I don't really have the facilities to yell or guitar riff, so I have a collection of songs that kind of do that on my behalf. Or I kind of, you know, experience emotion through music, and I think that's exactly what it's meant for. And yeah, I wish I could describe more, I don't know, maybe scientifically, I could investigate this. Why it just feels cool to like listen to some music, or like what that feeling is. But yeah, thinking about the title, title's Bored. I don't know that I'm bored as much as I'm always thinking about something, and I like in moments where I'm thinking so much, it's like I need to do something right now because I'm not doing anything. I'm not bored. I'm something else. If you will. But yeah, and then 2 plus 2 equals 5, they have this one part, it's like, where you've not been paying attention, it's like you haven't been paying attention, and now you're paying attention, right when they kind of hit that part where they're paying attention. Cool parallel. I also learned that in the 5-hour Radiohead podcast I listened to, that I think there's like, yeah, they played like the 2 and 2 is the same note, always makes a 5, like it goes up to the 5th or something. So it's all hidden parallels and messages in their music as well, which I really like because I think it mirrors the nuance of human emotion. But they do it really so effortlessly, which is probably why they show up in the monologue so much. I think about them a lot, and like their work is really grounding and moving to me. But also, maybe on the opposite end of grounding and moving, I have some spacier songs up next. The next song that's going to play is called Something's Cosmic. And then Away Is Blood song. Also, the connection in here is like, it's just so unreliable, which is so totally fine. But, you know, screenagers, if you will. But I am trying to do my radio show, so it'd be cool if it updated. But anyways, I really encourage, I think a lot of my peace comes from spending time outside, whether I'm consciously aware of it or not. When I, on days where I like go outside, I'm just inherently a bit happier than when I stay inside. So on that note, here's a PSA about poison ivy. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, yellow, and autumn colors. So, if you're jumping in a pile of pretty leaves, could be poison ivy, you never know. But in New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails. It can also grow as a vine around trees as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, leave it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy, poison oak, and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or several days for a rash to develop. Be careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face. So, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This was a great reminder for me as I am anticipating some wilderness time in August, and I kind of forgot what the poison ivy lore was. Not good, not a good thing to forget, is it? So, on the note of being spaced out and maybe, you know, forgetting things or something like that, I have a song called Something's Cosmic by Angel Olsen. I listened to it so much in the fall when I just felt like, whoa, the whole time. While being abroad, like nothing was, everything was novel. I was like, there's no way all of this is happening right now. And, you know, in those moments, I wasn't necessarily reaching for the earth to ground me as much as outer space and the cosmos. So, I guess here's a little soundtrack to that.
Thank you. Thank you. to have you baby. I'll dress like you know, and wash your swollen feet.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
All right, that was Some Things Cosmic by Angel Olsen, Movies by Weya's Blood. Fun fact, Weya's Blood's real name is actually Natalie, I think, which is my real name. Anyways, Movies by Weya's Blood and True Love Waits by Radiohead. The latter two I've definitely played before, which, you know, was not really a goal or an expectation of, you know, my show. I always wanted to have new stuff, But, you know, remembering if you're saying something twice, it's, like, important. So I'm saying it twice or a few times. Yeah, True Love Waits is such a beautiful song. And I didn't realize that this, the version that I just played is older by about 15 years of the version on Radiohead's album from 2016, Moon Shaped Pool. Not to give you TMI, but yeah, that song's really beautiful. And admittedly, it lives in a corner of my mind, you know, the corner where heartstrings are quite tugged and taut. And, you know, they're playing that song a little bit. The line that really gets me is, I'm not living, I'm just killing time. Bananas, what does that even mean? I think I'm living, I'm pretty sure. I think the killing time would be kind of, you know, waiting for things to happen, but, like, you know, things are happening all the time, just be there. As if being there is not such an immense challenge at times. I'm being very vague, and I also have, this song is really complex to me. I'm not living, I'm just killing time. What does that even, you know? Not sure how that applies to me. It definitely does in some facets. But yeah, I think in anticipation, or, like, you know, waiting for things to happen. Waiting, yeah, true love waits. You're not really there. But anyways, Movies by Way is Blood. One of my favorite songs of all time is Andromeda, which I should play, but no, I hate the internet, not just because I've been watching Black Mirror, but just, it gets in the way of a lot of things sometimes, but it's okay, work with what you have, right? Anyways, Movies is a cool song about, I guess, wanting to be in a movie, and makes me think a lot about, you know, how much do we as beings gravitate towards being perceived, and then also, I think it's somewhat natural to want to be perceived and known by others, or knowing others is a really complicated thing, but, you know, on the scale of the amount of people we have, and, like, the perception, it's just, it's so anxiety-inducing to me, at least, and it's so much to hold, and it's just a huge, big longing to, you know, be seen, but only in the way that you design. And, you know, of course, once you're observed, it's like you can't control the reception. Complicated stuff also is on the mind a lot. Already explained the some things cosmic. There's a lot of... yeah. I was thinking about earlier in the semester when I was taking my class about brains, pretty much. We have neurons, which are essentially cells that have, like, long ends. And, like, it's kind of like, think of a tree with, like, little bulb in the center, and the bulb is, like, the cell body, and then the roots are, you know, receiving signals, and then the leaves are accepting them or something like that. But anyways, you have those same cells in your brain, and a lot of them reach upwards for information. And, you know, while technically they're, you know, reaching up into, you know, I don't know, spinal fluids and stuff, and other impulses that scratch the surface of your brain, I also think it's kind of profound that they reach up for information and answers to integrate. Because I think I look to the sky a lot to be like, what is going on? Anyways, on that note of being in the sky, here is Milk by Sweet Trip. Also, this has been Nat. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Really grateful to be here and have, you know, started my morning, you know, thinking about these things and having this space. So thank you very much for listening. Here's Milk by Sweet Trip, and there's more up next.